This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, it's 4 degrees here this morning at the farmhouse. I'll bet it was around 4 degrees in your neck of Missouri.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. How much snow did you get? We got not quite 2 inches, I think.
That's about what we have, and it's still here. And what happened to us is the roads got really wet, and then they froze, and then we had ice, and then we had snow on top of that. And the highway department, the county road department, doesn't think about clearing the snow until after it has completely melted. That's when they think about it. So,
typical government.
Yeah. So we've been here, haven't left the farmhouse for days. You know, Dr. Sheely, do you have anything that you'd like to start off with?
Nope, whatever. I'm open.
Okay, I'd like to share a story with you, and I don't think it has an answer, but maybe it's a story about learning. This is about health and medicine. So there was a young person, we'll say a millennial, who needed surgery. And this young person didn't really have a support group that was commensurate with the surgery that he needed. So we offered to pick up this person, have this person stay at the farmhouse before surgery to get ready for surgery to make sure he was as healthy as could possibly be, make sure that all the protocols were followed prior to the surgery. And we were not involved in the decision for surgery. He himself made that decision. And I believe it was probably the right decision based on what I know and knew. So time of surgery, we get the person to the hospital for the surgery at the appointed time. The surgery takes place. Everything goes well. And then we get the person, we go through all the protocols with the doctors about, you know, what the next steps are and all that and how to heal and what to look for, all those things that you would expect. So we took care of all that. Person came back here, to the farmhouse and, we had a room and, you know, clean and neat and all those things. We were very concerned about hydration and making sure that all the protocols were followed, which they were. Then a little bit after the surgery, the person wanted to go shopping, specifically to Walmart. Walmart is minimum. The closest one, minimum, is probably a half-hour drive, but the conditions weren't all that good. There was snow on the road. Well, a person asked me, you know, if he could go shopping. And I said, absolutely not. You just came back from surgery. Your immune system is low. You need to heal. And if you go to Walmart, that's like the worst place you could possibly go.
A cesspool.
Yep. So I said, absolutely not. And so he looked at me. I was like, really? And I said, well, actually, you can go. If you want to go, you're an adult. You can go. However, with your compromised immune system and the state you're in, you're likely to get sick. And you'll bring that back here. And then you can get us sick. And I'm not going to allow that. So if you want to go, you can go. But when you go, you're not coming back here. Dr. Shealy, can you comment medically on that? Can you comment from just the wisdom that you've experienced? What are your thoughts about what happened, what I did? Was I out of line? What is your reaction to what I said?
I would say optimal common sense.
Okay. Well, so that leads me to talk about, you know, these young people who don't have enough common sense to get out of the rain. And I'm very serious. I see young people outside in shorts in the snow. Seriously. I mean, I see this, and I for the life of me, I can't understand it. You know they're going to get sick. They might even know they're going to get sick, but yet they still do it. Another example, so I was looking at this. Somehow I got lost in some YouTube videos, and one leads to another. And there was these people eating at a restaurant, like a pizza joint, and big glass windows in front of the pizza joint. And there were people at different tables. And you could actually almost, there was no dividing line between one half of the dining room area and the other, but you could see that, you know, there's enough room for maybe three cars to park inside this dining area. And they're eating and everything's fine. All of a sudden, a car drives right through the front window, mows down three people, and then backs out. The police come and they arrest this gal, this young person, who was intoxicated, and they ask her to walk a straight line. The only thing she can do is walk in a circle. Okay. Absolutely smashed. And she just mowed down three people in a restaurant. And what was she wearing? She was wearing these big floppy boots. I mean, and these kind of things bother me as well. When I see a person driving in sandals, it bothers me. Because you don't have the foot control of the brake. If you have to slam on the brake, is that flip-flop going to stay on your foot as you transition from gas pedal to brake pedal, and, you know, really quickly for a hard emergency brake? Is it going to work? Or is it going to work with the clutch if you happen to have a manual transmission vehicle? But yet they still wear these flip-flops. Well, this gal was in these big floppy boots. And maybe she meant to hit the brake. Maybe she meant to press on the brake really hard, hit the gas. I don't know. But the part of the story that's important is, at least for me, I've been to pizza joints. I've been to pizza joints in the 1960s, the 1970s. And I can say with absolute certainty, when I go into a restaurant, which is very, very rare, but even back in the 1970s, I would never sit with my back to the door, with my back to the window. I would always sit in a place where if a car was going to jump the curb, I'd be able to see it. And I'd make sure that the seat that I took was in the safest place in that restaurant. And if the waitress said, would you like to sit by the window, or I've got a seat for you by the window, I'd say, I appreciate that. Where else do you have? How about back there? And that's what I would do. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Common sense. Be prepared.
Okay. You know, it's really sad that we have to think like this, because other people aren't thinking. And I've said to our boys over the years, I mean, for as long as we've been around with our children, that, you know, when it's snowy and icy, we're not going anywhere. There's no need to go anywhere. We don't need to get in a car and risk our lives with these other people on the road who have no idea what they're doing, with vehicles that are not safe for the type of weather that we're having, like bald tires or summer-type tires or highway tread-type tires, when they need to have mud and snow tires to be out in the snow. And so if they go sliding, they're probably, you know, going to crash into someone, something, or some other vehicle. And I don't want to be around when that happens. And I don't need to expose us to those unnecessary risks. So we, Dr. Shilley, I'm an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. And I've got to say that entrepreneurs are risk averse. We do not like taking unnecessary risks. Is that right?
Of course. Yeah. That is common sense. Be prepared.
I have a call from one of our faculty, and he said, "Would you ask Dr. Shilley about purple sweet potatoes as compared to, you know, the common variety of sweet potatoes? Is there more? Is there a reason why we should be planting this summer and eating purple sweet potatoes if we can find them?"
Well, they the darker a vegetable, you know, from red, yellow, orange, red, purple, when it gets towards purple, they have the highest concentration of antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there any other reasons, or is that the main reason?
No, I don't think there's any other major difference except the antioxidants. Mm-hmm. But antioxidants are the reason for eating all vegetables.
Okay. Well, you know, that's, Dr. Shilley, I've never heard that said that way. So antioxidants are the reason for eating all vegetables. Okay. I know of a person, I've never met this woman. She's a mother, and she has MS. And evidently, she has had multiple problems with bowel obstructions. Is that something that happens as a course of living with MS? Is it?
Oh, yes.
Something that...
The entire nervous system, any part of it, from the top of your brain to the tips of your toes, can be affected in MS.
Okay. And we're talking about multiple sclerosis. So
right.
What... Okay. So I know a person with multiple sclerosis. Dr. Shilley, what should a person with multiple sclerosis do in order to make his or her life the best that it can possibly be?
Well, they need to take great care in everything they do, including their nutrition. But they have to be very careful because they are prone to falling, having trouble walking, even driving, thinking. I mean, it's a disease that affects every part of the nervous system.
Is there something that they should consume? Let's talk about that when we come back. Is there something that can make their bodies work better, their nervous system work better? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shiela is with us.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. And we're talking about multiple sclerosis, MS. What would a person do to improve his or her ability to get around, minimize falls, and extend life to the maximum? Is there a protocol that you found, Dr. Sheely, that you would recommend?
Well, obviously, at the top of the list is adequate B complex. The brain needs Bs more than anything else, although it needs lots of things. So 25 milligrams of a B complex is at the top of my list. And then, of course, vitamin C. And again, they need at least 2 grams a day of vitamin C. And astaxanthine, the strongest form of vitamin A. And finally, tocotrienol, the strongest form of vitamin E. So it's those essentials in good hefty doses as the foundation.
Okay. And, of course, eating raw food, natural food, staying away from food colors. Preservatives.
Getting what real food you can. Remember, right. 80% of the food in this country is junk.
I was talking with one of our instructors, and we're talking about meat. And there's this belief that we have that red dye is now added to beef to make it look fresh when it's not. Jeez.
That's worse than pink slime, isn't it? No, I don't know.
Well, I think it's It's a tight race for which is worse. I got an email from a gentleman by the name of Mark, and Mark said that he'd be interested in attending our expo if we had one, with my caveat that no cell phones would be allowed. And Mark says he can bring 2 to 3 others. That brings the total. If he brings 3, we're now up to 13 people who said they'd be willing to attend. 13. I said I would be. Now, it's only been going on for about 3 weeks that we've been talking about it, so we might have to give it a couple more years. But
or a decade.
I don't know if it's a cell phone part that people don't like, or whether it's they just don't want to come to an expo. Either way, you know, we haven't hit enough. I thought it'd be surprising if we hit 100 people who were interested, but you know, we're a little over 10% of the way there. Dr. Shealy, before we eradicated most of the buffalo in this country, meaning the United States government, buffalo was a pretty good meat for us to eat, wasn't it, compared to just regular beef?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's, of course, grass-fed. And in general, a natural fed is infinitely better than confined fed.
And our beef is here at the farm is grass fed. Let's see. I've got a caller B in Illinois. You've got a question for Dr. Norman Shealy. Please.
Hi, Vince. This is D. My husband is David. He calls you guys a lot.
Huh? Oh, so your name is D as in David,
or D as in the fourth letter in the alphabet.
Okay, great. Okay, very good.
I have celiac disease, constant insomnia, and I have an arrhythmic flutter. And my little sister has been telling me that I should check into magnesium. So I was wanting to know Dr. Shealy's thoughts about magnesium for those things. And which type should I use?
Well, our findings are that magnesium is infinitely better absorbed through the skin than it is through the mouth. So I personally prefer the lotion, but some people prefer the spray. To me, the spray is a little more sloppy because it's like water, and the lotion doesn't drip all over the place. But they both have the magnesium available to be absorbed through the skin.
Is there a certain type of magnesium? Because they're telling, I'm reading and I'm seeing different types, not just the form.
Yeah, magnesium chloride is considerably better than the other forms.
Dee, hold that thought. Let's go in a little deeper to your question and make sure you get the complete answers you need. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people killed when two tornadoes touched down in Lee County, Alabama, Sunday. The youngest victim, 6 years old. The Lee County Sheriff says the damage is catastrophic.
It looks almost as if someone took a giant knife and just scraped the ground. There are slabs were homes formerly stood. There are debris everywhere.
The death toll from those tornadoes expected to rise as officials say a number of people are still missing. Another Democrat joining the race for the White House, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, jumps into the fray today, saying in a video,
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done.
Teachers in Oakland, California, back in the classrooms after voting to accept a tentative contract deal that includes an 11% raise and a one-time 3% bonus. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about magnesium, magnesium spray, magnesium lotion. D in Illinois is with us. Dr. Norman Chile has been explaining it. And so let's help D with, how do we apply magnesium lotion, Dr. Chile? It's available on your website at normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com.
Right.
How do we apply it?
Well, anywhere on the skin except the face. And the reason I don't put it in the face, if it gets in the eyes, it will stink. Obviously, you don't put it on hairy skin. But other than that, it can go anywhere. Personally, I use it almost exclusively just on my buttocks. Teaspoon in each hand, rub down the buttocks, pull up my shorts, and it's done. But I have to wait for it to dry.
Does that
every
help
night?
Twice a day, ideally. Morning and night.
Oh, that would be very helpful. With my celiac disease, and now that I don't have a gallbladder, should I be using vitamin K?
In general, I like vitamin K, and of course, with your celiac disease, I like more than 100 micrograms. It is sort of the minimum for the average person. You can diet in up to 15 milligram tablets or capsules, and I think someone in your problem would do well with 15 milligrams a day. But also, you need vitamin D, as in David.
Yes. Yes, I am taking vitamin D3, and I'm taking 2,000 or 200 milligrams a day, whatever David bought me.
Well, I hope it's at least 2,000, because in general, anybody who weighs 100 pounds or more can do well with up to 5,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I wanted to know your thoughts on wild lettuce.
Well, I honestly can't tell you that I know what a wild lettuce is. But if it's, you know, raised in a pretty pristine environment, I'm sure it would be good because, you know, natural products are better.
Mm-hmm. And David mentioned that you have a device that you use to help with pain management, and I was kind of interested in hearing some stuff about that.
Well, I've been working with electrical control of pain since the mid-50s, and I've introduced a number of techniques, but my favorite, all-time favorite, is our chakra sweep or, you know, just gamma-inducing PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency device. It is totally safe. The only contraindication would be pregnancy or a pacemaker. It won't hurt you, but it might interfere with a pacemaker.
No, I don't have a pacemaker yet. They say one is in my future, but I am trying to make every effort to not go there. I'm even taking CoQ10 to help with that as well.
Good. Yeah, well, the PEMF device is so good, you can use it 24 hours a day, essentially. Now, at the present time, it is plugged into the wall, so you have mm-hmm. to be lying down or sitting in order to use it, but you could sleep with it all night, you could put it on any part of your body. No matter where you put it, the whole body's getting some of it, although it's more concentrated right under the ring.
And would this help with back problems like sciatica?
Yes, it can. That is for sure. I mean, that's why we started using this, was for local pain.
Mm-hmm. Because that is one of the things that I suffer from in a big way, is sciatica.
Now, the most important thing that is missed by conventional medicine of all kinds, including chiropractic even, is something called a sacral shear. That is a rotation of the sacrum. And the only people that I know who know even how to diagnose it are osteopathic physicians, DOs, who still do osteopathic medicine. Now, 90% of them don't do osteopathic medicine. I learned it in 1982 because I had a sacral shear, got it corrected, and now I diagnose it. I would say somewhere between 15 and 20% of all the people who walk into my office, no matter what's going on, have a sacral shear. And that's correctable in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. And probably a lot of money, too.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like to examine the patient, take care of them if they need something else. But, you know, my office fee for a half-hour visit and everything I do is $100, so.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, it's not, because I'm in a situation right now with my doctor, and it's, you know, she's not real open to people, I guess, being very proactive in their health. And because of my personal health and because of David's health that we have both had to deal with, we both have to be proactive for each other. And that doesn't really go over well with your average doctor.
You're absolutely right on. The average doctor thinks he or she is God, and you shouldn't even speak unless spoken to. But,
yes, and all the conventional synthetic medicines are just way too compromising with your health now. And when I do my research and I tell them no, they just look at me like, well, then what are you in here for?
Because that's all we've got to offer is junk medicine. No, I'm with you all the way. For a chronic problem, I do not know a drug that I would allow in my body.
Well, I have narrowed them down significantly with David's help, and I'm looking forward to getting rid of a few more as I go. I'm just doing it slowly, and the more I learn, the more I get away from, and that's not making them happy either, but I have to do what is best for me, even though they don't quite think so all the time.
Well, I'm with you all the way, Dee.
And Vince, I would like to add that your comment earlier about the friend that you helped after surgery, there is no way in God's green earth after any one of my surgeries I felt going to Walmart or anywhere else. Just take me home, put me to bed, leave me alone.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you. But what I'm finding, like every day, it seems that young people just don't understand so many things, which has brought me to the point, and I've mentioned Atlas Shrugged and one of the fictional characters, John Galt. And John Galt just decided he was going to withdraw his efforts and energy, his brilliance in his case, from the system. He just wasn't going to participate anymore. And I have come to, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today with Dr. Shuley, and I'd love to mention this with you being with us. I've been helping people for a long time, and I've said things to them like, hey, why don't you consider doing such and such? It'll make things better. Now, let me give you an example. So someone pulls up into our driveway, and we have a gravel driveway, but then there's a concrete pad. And let's say they stop on the concrete pad, and I notice that there's this pink fluid dripping out under their vehicle. And I see it because I look at things like that. And then I say, you know, it looks like you have a transmission leak. Would you like me to take a look at it? No, it's okay. It'll be fine. Okay. You ought to keep an eye on that, because if you run low on transmission fluid, you're going to do some serious damage to your engine. Okay. Then the next time I see him, I see the transmission leak, and I say, so did you find anything about that transmission? No, I haven't had a chance to look yet. Okay. Well, I'm now at the point, Dr. Shuley and Dee, where I only say it one time. One time. I don't want to say it anymore because it tears me up, and I'm thinking, gosh, it's so easy to check this thing. You raise the hood. That's not too hard. There is a dipstick, kind of like an oil, engine oil dipstick, and you put the car either in neutral with the emergency brake on, or you put it in park, depending on what your owner's manual says. And when the vehicle's warmed up, you pull out this dipstick and you wipe it off with a clean rag, and then you put it back in and pull it back out and read the level of the oil. It's like 30 seconds. But yet, that's an example, but people won't do it. So I have pulled away from saying it more than once. You know, I'll tell them once, and if they don't get it, I'm not going to say it again. This is something new. And this is something that that manifested with this young person that I was talking about that came back from the hospital. And that's why I said, okay, you know, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want, but you can't come back here. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to put myself at risk because of their ignorance. But it's not just that. It's not just that one particular example. It seems to be many examples. One more would be, I saw a young person a while ago with a cell phone. And I said, you know, do you know that they cell phones transmit and receive in the microwave frequency bandwidth? That's exactly the same as a microwave oven? Uh-huh. Yep, I know that. Okay. Did you know that you can cook a hot dog in a microwave oven or boil some water in a microwave oven? Uh-huh. Yep, I know that. Well, do you know that if you put it on high power, it cooks faster? If you put it on low power, it still cooks it, but it takes longer? Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, well, your cell phone is about a watt or so, and the microwave oven might be between 800 and 1,000 watts. So if you have that cell phone in your back pocket, you're cooking yourself. Yeah, I know. Okay. Next time I saw that person, it was in the front pocket right by the person's heart. And I said, let me show you this meter. Have I ever shown you this meter? Yeah, you did. No, you didn't. Okay. So I said, well, let's take a look. And this meter was lit up like a Christmas tree with maximum strength, and the cell phone was in this young person's pocket, right next to the heart. I'm not going to tell the person again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Class, if you'd like to contact his clinic, I'll give you the number. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221 to make an appointment if you'd like to do that. And that's in Springfield, Missouri. Dee is with us in Illinois. Dr. Shuley, I mentioned the story about, you know, the transmission drip, the fluid check. And I have gotten to the point where I'm only going to tell a person one time. I'm not going to repeat it, even though I know that they are going to damage their equipment. They're going to have problems. I can see things and I can recommend them. But if they're not willing to act, I'm not willing to remind them. I have gone Galt. I have gone John Galt. I am John Galt, and I believe many of our instructors and students are going John Galt or are John Galt right now, meaning we've tried, and we're just not going to participate in feeding the beast anymore. Dr. Shuley, do you have any comments on that? And I'd like to hear Dee's.
All the way, Big Blue.
Okay, Dee?
David and I have also got to that point about society and people and how they are. I just have to say that my reaction to these people's ignoring the transmission fluid is different from yours. My first reaction would probably be to tell them to get their car out of my driveway and clean that up, because my dogs could step in that or lick that, and then they would be paying for my vet bill if, in fact, my vet could save them.
Wow.
Beyond the two of us, our dogs are right up there, and people are next somewhere after the three of them.
You know, you've made such a great point, probably without even saying it. I think what you're saying is, that your dogs are smarter, better behaved, more trustworthy, more truthful, more proactive than some people you know. I think that's what you're saying.
99.9% of the people I know or just come across on a daily basis. Let me just say that, because I can't say that about my close friends, because my close friends are very valuable, and I've had them for most of my life. So, yes, they rank just right up there with my best friends.
Do you count people whom you've not met yet close friends of yours? And the reason I'm saying that is I feel I have some very close friends. I just haven't met them yet. Now, I know who they are. We talk on the phone. They call me on the radio. Okay, they participate in class. They're wonderful. They're proactive. They're bright. They're energetic. They're giving. They're kind. They're honest. They're loyal. They have all those wonderful traits. I just haven't met them yet, but I consider them very close friends.
You mean meeting them in person?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I have email friends like that. I have not met them in person, but we've been friends for, couple of them more than 5 to 10 years, and we are very close friends. And yes, they are right up there with people I have concerns about, and I ask how they're doing. And it's not just a fill the air question, it's a I'm sincerely concerned question.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm also talking about, let's say you were going to be in their neck of the woods, okay? Let's say you're traveling from a distance, and you're going to be in their neck of the woods. And you said, hey, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Would you like to meet and, just chat for a little bit? What is the likelihood that they would show up? I would say it would be great, as compared to other people you know who maybe you see way more often than a person you've never met, but that person that you see more often might not show up. You know, something might happen. You know, they might have had their new program come on TV and they forgot. You know, that kind of thing. I can see.
Well, you have to be more sociable than I am, first of all, just to think that your friend would. And when I say more sociable, I mean socially active more in person than what I am, which I'm not. I'm very much an introvert, and that is what.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.